Good morning. Oh my god. Wow. It is really gross out, and I don't know, like, I'm not used to this. Well, actually I am. What am I talking about? Wait one second. Hello. My name's Erin. I know this isn't the usual voice you hear at this hour. Todd is out of the country, so I will be taking over music you might otherwise miss today. So shout out Tom for letting me be here right now. It's a good time. Anyways, so back to my usual opener with the weather, because I just love talking about the weather. I woke up and I'm blind, basically. I cannot see a single thing. So when I looked out my window this morning, I had to do a double take because yesterday it was 60 degrees and now all of a sudden there's snow on the ground or just falling, and I was scared. So that was slightly terrifying. So today I will be playing half of a playlist that I attempted to start but only got halfway through because I was watching Gossip Girl. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be so real. That's what I was up to. So we'll see. I'm gonna freestyle freestyle the other half of the hour that I'm hanging out with you guys. And yeah. So this next song is by one of my favorite bands of all time, Y-Oak. They're a duo, and they are most famous for their song in The Walking Dead, Civilian, if anyone knows. But they have a wonderful discography, and this is off of the same album that very famous song came off of, and yeah, just makes me feel less cold, if you know what I mean, as in, it just makes you feel warm and reminds me of the summer. And I hope you enjoy. This is Hot as Day by Y-Oak. And that was I Feel by the Sundays. Oh my gosh. I love Harriet Wheeler. Her voice is just like, how do I describe this? Kind of like when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like really quenched or something. So then you like go get some water. That's Harriet Wheeler. When you drink water in the middle of the night. She's so refreshing. Yeah. Anyways, so to recap, I guess this first half of the hour, I basically went through all of my liked songs and kind of picked out the ones that I like totally forgot about, sort of. And this next one, I feel like all of y'all are gonna be like, bruh, like, but I would listen to this song, like, on the little train going to like high school or whatever, and I would feel, this song makes me feel like I am just on a little spaceship, like going away, I guess, and it just makes me feel like kind of at peace but also like so disoriented. So this one is Weird Fishes. Oh my god, if I say this wrong, that's so embarrassing. Arpeggi. and yeah, hopefully I said that right. By Radiohead. So sit back and let this soak in.
picked over by the worms. Wet fishes. Wet fishes. Wet
snowman, I was told, but there was no one there to hold. Before I swore that I would be alone forevermore. Wow, look at you now, flowers in the window, it's such a lovely day, and I'm glad you feel the same. Just to stand up out in the crowd, you are one in a million, and I love you.
In the crowd, you are one in a million, and I love you so. Let's watch the fire.
And that was Flowers in the Window by Travis. I don't think... Okay, it's songs like these where I will listen to it in the studio here and I will be, like, taken aback. Because, like, for example, I don't think I've ever heard the Seagulls in that song so clearly. Like, I thought I was, like, tripping for a second. Yeah, so maybe I should, like... I don't know. Goes to show, like, how I guess I am either, like, deaf from just, like, like, taking the trade, like, in my youth, or just, like, how, I don't know, there's so much that audio technology can do that it couldn't have done before, which is cool, I guess. Anyways, moving on. Yeah. This next song got coming up is yet another Y-Oak song. I didn't even realize that I did this until now, but it's just too good for me to, like, pass. So I think, yeah, we're stepping out of, like, the sad direction for a little bit. This is a song that kind of reminds me, again, of summer. it's called The Logic of Color, and... Jen Wasner, the lead singer of Y-Oak, she just has such a beautiful voice, and I think that this is one of the songs that displays it so well. So, hope you enjoy Logic of Color, Y-Oak.
Your skin, push the lid apart and wait. And the truth. freaking out on the interstate. Rolling down the windows, baby, I can't hear a thing you say. I'm walking back to my favorite place, and I can feel them staring at me. Baby, do you think I'm doing something wrong? And you got a lot on your mind, and your heart, it looks just like mine. There's no use in wasting your time anymore. I'm sorry in my cell, and something's got me down. What it is, I cannot tell. I won't be satisfied with anything I've earned. Fear is just a part of love, and one thing I found is love's what you deserve.
Freaking out on the interstate, Briston Maroney, 2018. Crazy times. I, like, kind of forgot about the song, if I'm being honest, but I feel like it was one of those, like, integral, like, I'm 15 years old and I am so, like, different, like, songs. And, yeah, I owe it to Briston Maroney for, like, helping me with not listening to, like, actually, to help me stop listening to, like, not to say that they're not bop, but, like, you know, like, my little One Direction phase helped me out of that rut, even though I love One Direction. sorry, that was kind of, like, off what I meant to say. But anyways, yeah, so this little section was sort of, like, those two songs. The other song was How Was Your Day? Mellow Fellow, feat. Claro. Definitely, like, integral 2018, like, indie pop rock songs that, I don't know, just kind of, like, remind me of just what it's like being back at home and just listening to some songs and just being, like, a little angsty, like, little person. But yeah, so we're gonna turn a little, because, yeah, we are reaching about the halfway point of the hour, which is so sad. But yeah, so now I decided to sort of play a little bit of my more of like my reflective, like the songs I like to listen to when I like to reflect, especially in my room. And this next song I discovered through a friend, and she sent me the song because I don't know, she just was like, hey, you should listen to this, and I was like, sure. And then I ended up listening to it for, like, the rest of the night and, like, fell asleep to it. It's just so, like, eerily beautiful. And I don't know. It comforts me. And I hope it comforts you, too. This is Maybe by the Ink Spots. There you go.
All alone. Maybe the one who is waiting for you will prove untrue. Then what will sigh, wishing that I were near. Then maybe you'll ask me to come back again, and maybe I'll say me when you are all alone. Maybe the one who is waiting for you will prove untrue. Then what will I do? Maybe you'll sit inside wishing that I were near. Then maybe you'll ask me come back again, and maybe I'll say maybe.
Thank you. And that was Please Stop Calling by Juniper feat. Jesse Buckley. Oh my god. The ending for that goes insane. Because, like, the beginning, you don't really expect that to happen. And then, bam, she comes out with these, like, crazy chords. And I'm like, hello? I see you. And then I'm, like, there, like, trying not to sob. Yeah. Yeah, speaks for itself. Anyways. So, moving on. This next one, I love this one. It's so good. It's a classic. You genuinely cannot go wrong. but seriously, I was kind of like eating this up when I was watching, am I allowed to say this on here? When I was watching Smex Education on Netflix, and this song came up like at the end of an episode when like Otis was like looking at the camera and like his eyes are blue and he looks so sad, and then it's just like, you know, I don't know if, oh wait, I don't know if you guys already can tell what song this is, but it's Pale Blue Eyes by the Velvet Underground. Yeah, this just makes me so like, just, I don't know, just makes me feel. And okay, I have nothing else to say, but you guys know what I mean. You'll see. Enjoy.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy, but mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Thought of you as my mountaintop. Thought of you as my peak. Thought of you as everything I've had but couldn't keep. I've had but couldn't keep. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. If I could make the world as pure and strange as what I see, I'd put you in the mirror I put in front of me. I put in front of me. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Thank you. fit in a cup. She said money is like us in time. It lies but can't stand up. Down for you is up. Linger on. It was good what we did yesterday, and I'd do it once again. The fact that you are married only proves you're my best friend. But it's truly, truly a sin.
And that was Pale Blue Eyes by the Velvet Underground. Did you guys see what I meant? Come on. You guys know. You know that feeling you felt. Come on now. I personally can't tell you what you felt, but you felt that. Okay, sorry. I have a little special, like, guest here. Yes. I have a little special guest who decided to stop by and say hello. Everyone, please welcome Amalia.
Was that worth it? Was that worth it?
Yes.
Is it out of your system one more time?
Yes.
Slay.
Thank you.
Aaron didn't participate in our radio show this weekend.
You didn't either.
I didn't either, but we had to make up somehow, so here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
With 10 minutes left.
With literally not even, like, 3. Anyways.
My bad.
So, yeah, we were just recapping our little weekend. So, what did we do that wasn't our own radio show?
I gave a lot of haircuts yesterday in the sun. It was very sunny. And I had a little moment in which I had my little salon set up. I've been side hustling.
You've been side hustling.
I feel like J-Lo here. I'm a hustler, bro.
Wait. Did you just leave the hair?
What?
There's no way. You just, like, cut it outside, right?
Yeah, I just cut the hair outside and it blows away with the wind.
Oh, no! Imagine you're, like, walking to Duick Dining Hall and then, like, suddenly there's just, like, hair like,
everywhere.
Blowing.
No, I'm, I gather it up and put it in the trash bag. But there are some loose strands.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone book a haircut with Amalia.
Yeah, do it. It'll be a fun time. Where do my pearls go on Instagram?
Wow.
Cheap fire haircuts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Fun times. Fun times. Yeah. So, I guess in summation, this whole hour has just been me making this playlist on the fly. And
that's the best way to do it.
It really is the best way to do it. And I hope you guys, like, have a better understanding of my brain. And also, you learned a little bit about what else? Just how I'm, like, probably, like, suffering from, like, health issues because I listen to music too loud.
And oh my god, my phone keeps giving me the notifications that are like, please turn your volume down, like, your volume has been too loud, like, whatever. And I, like, disabled those notifications now because
I mean,
every time I listen to music, it notifies me to turn my music down.
LOL. You see, that's just not what we're going for here. No. Everyone,
we're going for healthy ears.
Exactly, exactly. But anyways, so before we go, we just want to say, have a wonderful day. Eat greens.
Stay warm.
Stay warm. So true.
Call your mom.
Call your mom.
And one more. Get it in there. One more.
Don't eat gluten-free pasta.
You know what? Some of us, it's a disability. Okay?
Whoa.
And I have no other options. Oh. So.
Ay, ay, ay. Anyways, so now we're coming down to 5 seconds to 10:55. And here I am going to bring a PSA. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. WMFO, we care about bears and you.
I can't bear this. That was such a good PSA. Sorry. Play music. We're not.
Anyways. I'm Erin.
I don't acknowledge me.
Oh my god. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
And guys, is it a surprise that I'm literally gonna play this woman again? Literally.
Yibadoop.
At this point, like, I. But, like, come on. I wasn't able to play, like, a show on Valentine's Day week. So, this is just my reparation to her as part of the Filipino community, as I say. And, yeah, okay.
Say.
Yeah, you. You. Okay. Bro, this is Glue Song. Yeah.
This song is so good.
It's so good, guys. Please.
Continue.
If you want to, like, not burn your ear. Sorry. Like, if you want that notification to pop up again, this is the time. Okay? This is the time.
Time.
Bye.